Are your prayers heard by Jehovah? As a general rule, Jehovah is the hearer of prayer. We understand this. But as Bible students, we're also aware that there are times when our prayers are not heard by Jehovah. Think, for example, in the book of 1 Peter, the way a man treats his wife could hinder his prayers. So, being that prayer is a one-way street, how do we know that our prayers are actually making it to Jehovah? The theme scripture we're talking about in this talk is the answer to that question of how we know our prayers are being heard. Let's turn to it. It's found at 1 John 4:18. 1 John 4:18, which reads, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts fear out, because fear restrains us. Indeed, the one who is fearful has not been made perfect in love." So there's a couple of things to unpack here. First, how do we know we're even talking about prayer? It's not specifically mentioned in this verse. What's the perfect love, and what's the fear that's being cast out? So first off, prayer. How do we know we're talking about prayer? If you just let your eyes scan up and down the chapter, the whole chapter is talking about our relationship with Jehovah. It comes up in every single verse. And when we get to verse 17, notice there it says this: "In this way, love has been made perfect in us, so that we may have freeness of speech." So if we're talking about our relationship with Jehovah and freeness of speech, obviously that has to be prayer. And this perfect love that's being talked about, this is in reference to us humans. Don't let the word perfect throw you off, because we're inherently imperfect. This language is also used elsewhere in the Bible. You may recall Jesus himself used this kind of language on the Sermon on the Mount. He said, "You must accordingly be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." We're not confused by what it means there. It's got the same application here. We're not perfect, but that's still the goal. That's still what we're trying to attain. That's what we're trying to live up to. And when we talk about love, love in the Bible is very closely linked to obedience. Now, love is an emotion, so we may want to apply an emotional response to it. But the man who loves God, we wouldn't want to think someone who has this tremendous outpouring of love to God. The man who loves God is the man who is obedient to God and submissive to his will. And the fear that is being cast out, let's flip back again to verse 17, where it says we have freeness of speech, so that we may have freeness of speech in the day of judgment, which gives us a clue here. The fear that we have is fear of condemnation or fear of Jehovah's disapproval. So now let's put this all together and answer our question. Let's imagine for a moment. A thought comes into our head, something we want to pray about. It could be an expression of gratitude. It could be a problem that we have. It could be about another brother or sister. Regardless of how it comes up, we think, "I have to pray about that." Now let's imagine two scenarios. Let's do the bad one first. Perhaps we're watching something that you know we really shouldn't be watching. It's violent. It's immoral. But it's on the TV. How would you feel in that moment trying to offer this prayer? It doesn't really work, does it? Our conscience is kicking at us, saying, I can't be in Jehovah's presence while this is on the television. That's this scripture coming alive for us. We're not loving what Jehovah loves. We're not being obedient. Jehovah has to draw away from us. We fear the condemnation and disapproval that would come with it. Now let's turn that around. Perhaps we're in the ministry, or we're engaged in our personal study, or handling our theocratic assignments. A thought comes into our mind. We don't even question whether or not we should. It just goes straight up to Jehovah, doesn't it? There's no filter there, because we're doing what Jehovah wants us to be doing. We sense his approval. It draws us closer to him. And we have no fear. There's no question whether or not that prayer is going up to Jehovah. So how do we know that Jehovah is listening to our prayers? Because perfect love, or perfect obedience, just casts that fear out.